Hello, my name is Linda Tupin. I'm a Mary Kay Independent National Sales Director. God only gave us 168 hours. That's about 10,000 minutes this week to spend any way that we wanted. And I want to thank you for choosing to spend a few of your precious minutes with me. Chances are you're listening to this recording, you're probably doing something else at the same time. You know, if we didn't multitask, we just wouldn't get it all done. You might be running the kids, folding laundry, exercising, or preparing dinner. Well, you see, the person who gave you this recording gets to choose who they do their business life with. They say that recruiting is the highest form of flattery. You know that if you've got a son or daughter playing sports, you've probably been praying that a major college comes recruiting soon. The president recruits their cabinet, CEOs recruit, and headhunters recruit every day across America to find the very best talent. Well, chances are you probably work with some people that you wouldn't really choose to do your life with because somebody else chose them for you. Well, the independent beauty consultant who asked you to listen to this recording believes that you've got gifts and talents that you bring to the table. And in exchange, they believe that they have something to offer you. It is my prayer before I begin a recording that the words I speak will bless the person listening, cause them to think a new thought, or maybe even change their life. You see, we are where we are in our life by the choices that we've made or we've allowed others to make for us. You see, our thoughts eventually become our actions, and our actions become our habits, and our habits eventually determine our destiny. People ask me all the time, how do you remain so optimistic and hopeful and happy? Well, I think there's a number of reasons, but the most deep-rooted source is my faith. I was raised in a very strong, conservative Christian home with wonderful parents and a strong, undying faith and belief in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I just can't believe for a second that all this life that we live is an accident. And I don't believe that my purpose is just to survive till Friday and pay the bills and struggle and shuffle through life. I believe, as my Bible tells me, that He knew me before I was born. Therefore, I must have a purpose. In my own simplistic way, I like to think of our lives as this big old puzzle. When we were born, God just took this big old box of puzzle pieces and He dumped it out on our coffee table and He said, "Put it together." Now, if you've ever put a puzzle together with your kids, you know that you start by turning the pieces over, and sometimes they're the wrong color or they're the wrong size. They just don't look right. And you're thinking, this picture is never going to come together. But somewhere, somehow, magically toward the very end of that puzzle, every piece has a perfect place and a perfect purpose. And that is how I choose to look at my own life. And sometimes I have to accept some of the dark pieces that are simply not to my understanding. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me today to be a piece of your puzzle. I'd like to share with you a little bit of my journey in becoming an independent national sales director. Well, first of all, I was raised in southeastern Kentucky on a dairy farm. My mom and dad were high school sweethearts, and I have three younger brothers who would remind you a great deal of Larry the Cable Guy. So, needless to say, Christmas at our house is never dull, and they are each very successful businessmen in their own right. We grew up milking Holsteins. Now, for those of you who are bovine challenged, those would be the black and white ones out there in the field. When I became an independent beauty consultant, I brought two gifts to the table. One was my 4-H experience, and one was my strong work ethic. You see, I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. You may have grown up in an entrepreneurial family, or you may have grown up in a traditional family. An entrepreneurial family looks different than a traditional one. A traditional family, mom and dad probably get up at a certain time, go to work at a certain time, come home at a certain time, and have dinner at a certain time, and then go to bed at a certain time. Pretty much has a routine or flow to it. In an entrepreneurial family, we started working when we got up, and we worked till we went to bed. Everybody in the family had a purpose and a passion that was connected to our family-owned business. It truly was a lifestyle all its own. So our life looked different than our neighbors. And if you're going to own your own business and have an entrepreneurial lifestyle, there may be an additional learning curve if you've grown up in a traditional family. Now, what did that really look like? Well, let me just give you an example. First of all, our family never stopped their lives to have a crisis. In fact, I didn't even know that people did that until I went away to college. You see, I had grown up seeing my family work through all the crises in their lives. I remember when my grandmother passed away. We got up that morning. We went to work. We milked the cows. We came home, took a shower, put on our church clothes. We went to the funeral. We buried my grandmother. We came back home. We put our work clothes back on, and we went back to the barn. And somewhere through all of that, we solved our problems, and we remained emotionally healthy by working through them. Another thing was that my mother or father never looked at their watches. They never said, hey, we've worked 8 hours. We need to stop working. We did not measure our life by the number of hours that we worked. Another concept, since we're talking about family, is that you probably ought to discuss this, is this whole concept of quality time with our children. You see, that terminology really did not enter our society until we moved away from an agricultural society. I can't imagine having grown up in the family I did, where your life revolves around the family business, ever saying to my father, Daddy, I need quality time with you. He would have just looked at me and said, why don't you get on that tractor over there, and I'll get on the other one, and I'll rake the hay, and you bale the hay, and when we're done, we'll talk about how that went. Or me saying to my mom, hey, Mom, I need some quality time with you. She probably would have said, hey, why don't you just go out the garden and pick the green beans? And then when you pick the green beans, we'll break the green beans while we talk about whatever it is you need to be talking about, and we'll work while we're talking. It is only when we moved into a more industrial society and parents actually started working away from their children that parents saw a need for quality time. So when you think about owning your own business and becoming an entrepreneur, you're allowing your children to watch you work. Then they work alongside you and in the process learn incredible, valuable life lessons. When I was 16, I really didn't know what I wanted to do, but I sure knew what I didn't want to do. I grew up in a very heavy welfare county. I knew I didn't want to be on welfare, and I didn't want to be waiting on some government check each month. I didn't want to have a yard full of kids or live in a single-wide trailer up a holler. I decided right then that I would go to college, and I attended Eastern Kentucky University, where I majored in home economics education and became a home economics instructor. Eastern Kentucky University is a first-generation college, which means that a high percentage of the students that attend that college actually are the first person in their family to ever receive a college education. Are you going to be the first person in your family to break a barrier? Because when you do, you can break the barrier for all the generations after you. They say that when a woman stops the cycle of abuse in her family, then she breaks that cycle for her daughters and all generations to follow. Are you going to be the first person in your family to receive a college degree or an advanced degree? Are you going to be the first person in your family to make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year? Live debt-free, or to own your own business. Because see, when you do that, you give permission to future generations, people that aren't even born yet. You see, your life matters, and it matters in a huge way. It was at Eastern Kentucky University where I met my ex-husband. Now, I really don't know what was up with that. You know, it's like one of those little bleeps on the screen of our life, and you're thinking, what was I thinking? I used to wonder why he was part of my puzzle. But you see, if I hadn't married him, I would not have moved to Southern Indiana. And if I hadn't moved to Southern Indiana, I would not have been teaching at New Washington High School when I made a phone call to find a speaker for my ninth grade students on skincare. I would not have called independent sales director Lucinda Utley, who was listed under cosmetics in the Yellow Pages, and she would have never come to the classroom. And as a result, I would have never started my Mary Kay business, and you wouldn't be listening to this recording today. You would be doing something different with your life at this very moment. You would have different thoughts, and there would be no reaction to the thoughts that are being spoken. You see, every word we speak, every action we take, changes another person's life. It's part of the puzzle.